One of the abiding mysteries of the Jewish calendar is the fast on the 13th day of Adar. The Rishonim looked at the calendar and they saw there was a minhag to fast on the 13th day of Adar. And they found no definitive source where this came from or what it was about. Just they knew people fasted on the 13th of Adar. There is apparently some Medrash Tanchuma, I believe, in Parshas Noach, that makes mention of this Tainus, but apparently was not before the Rishonim. And the Rishonim are all types of reasons. You look in the Rishonim, there's all types of reasons for this Tainus. Some connected with Yud Gimel's Mont Kehila Lakoli, the Gemara says that the 13th was a time that they gathered, and the gathering was to go to war. So on the day that they went to war, they used to fast for a schus, or some associated with that. All types of pshatim. We have very creative pshatim. The Rav and Sefer Eshkol says that we fast in Tainus Esther, so we shouldn't forget to read the Megillah on the night of Purim. Very many different views. Now, as we know, the fast of Esther actually took place in Nisan. It didn't take place in Adar, and it didn't take place in Yud Gimel Adar. The most based reason that we have is Rishon the Kolbo. And the Kolbo cites the Pasuk in the Megillah, which states, Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, the matter of the fasting and the tefillahs, and then of course we waged war and v'noyach v'arba asa v'noyach v'chamisha asa. So the Kolbo writes the following, that they wanted to commemorate two parts of what took place. One was the Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, the fasting and the tefillahs. And they wanted to commemorate, of course, the Yeshua. Now, we have on our calendar, we have a day Yom Kippur, and we have Purim. One is a very somber day, one is a very festive day. But with all the Jewish genius of the Jewish people, we cannot figure out how to run Yom Kippur and Purim on the same day. That seems to be beyond even our abilities. And consequently, if they wanted to commemorate Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, that could not be done on the same day when they were celebrating. So that they did on Yud Gimel the day before, and then there was the celebration was enacted for Yud Aleph. This is what the Kolbo Rishon tells us. So in effect, what the purpose of the Megillah in enacting this Yom Tov was, is number one is to remind us of the process by which we merited the Yeshua. And that was Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, Tzumu Alayv, Otochlu, Otishtu, Shloises Yomim Laila V'Yom, Gam Ani V'Nar Osar Tzum Kein, Ovechein, Ovo El HaMelech HaShaloi Chados. Chazal apparently understood this was the only Yom Tov enacted actually in Golos. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Hanukkah was in Eretz Yisrael later. That we would many times over be in Golos. Many times over be threatened by Sinai Yisrael. And many times over need the knowledge of how to respond to those difficult times. So the enshrined in the Jewish calendar, Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, by the fasting and the tefillahs, we merited Yeshua in the time of Haman, and thereby we will merit Yeshua b'chol dor v'dor. When we need Yeshua, then Divrei HaTzomos V'Zaakosam, that's the direction we have to take. And this is followed on Yud Aleph then by celebrating the Yeshua actually, which actually came. So this is rooted from the Sforno actually in the Kisrei HaKodesh itself, it's rooted in the Megillah, which is the most incisive pshat of all the pshatim of what Tainus Esther is about. So Chazal have told us when it comes to Purim, they want us to remember the Yeshua, but also the means by which the Yeshua came. And apparently that should be a keepsake to take with us throughout the whole Golus, that whenever we face challenges, we should know how to respond to them. And from that standpoint, we could understand the mitzvahs hayoyim of Purim. We have two mitzvahs which are clearly associated with the Pursuma Nisa, the Kriyas HaMegillah and Sudas Purim. It's to celebrate, that's part of the Pursuma Nisa. We have two other mitzvahs which I would not identify with the Pursuma Nisa. That's Mishloach Monos and Matonos Lev Yeinav. It doesn't strike me that that's the point of either of them. And in the Mepharshim we find that Mishloach Monos is meant Laharbis Reyes, to increase the love and the harmony and the cohesiveness of Klal Yisrael. And Matonos Lev Yeinav is certainly, and it comes in that fashion, that if we are truly a caring people, if we truly have Avas Yisrael, then we can't close our eyes to the person that doesn't have. When all of Klal Yisrael is celebrating and he doesn't have the ability to celebrate, it's an intolerable situation. It was a Maisa Bar Aharon Leib Steinman, that person he was, Kilu person or a Malamed, came to him and told him, I have a dilemma. I have a chaver who's a successful businessman, and for many, many years he's been assisting me. For every Shabbos he sends me a ton of food. So the Shabbos should be easy. I shouldn't have difficulty making Shabbos. I should make a berevach. My chaver has hit upon hard times, I found out. And I don't feel comfortable taking from him, and I want to tell him to stop. Shem Kanyevsky told him, you're right, you should. So he told his chaver that Atkan, I spoke to Reb Chaim, and he's maskim, that I shouldn't take from you now. Any difficult times. So the fellow that was giving went to Reb Chaim Kanyevsky, and he said, let me explain to the Rav what this is about. If I don't give him, and I see that my chaver doesn't have, he said, I don't have Onik Shabbos either. Chisor in my Einik Shabbos, because I see he's my close chaver and he doesn't have. So I have to give for my sake, because I won't have Einik Shabbos if I don't. So Reb Chaim said, fine, then keep on giving. It's Matonas Lev Yeinim. I have a Suda, I could celebrate Purim, but the guy down the block, he doesn't have. And sometimes we're shocked, Rabbi Yisai. We're shocked. Someone came to me in the last week. You know, a person I never would have imagined is, Mamash, he told me, he's b'chus alechem. Mamash b'chus alechem. He doesn't have bread to put on the table. And you wouldn't know it. You know, he's in life been a successful person. And whatever, he's hit hard times. So, the Matonas Lev Yeinim is, we have to embrace every member of Klal Yisrael. And I think it's an abiding message. It's an abiding message of Purim. That Rav Olshan Shlita mentioned it Friday night. It's really, I've seen it in Chassidish form. I was surprised that a Litvak indulged in the same shot. I've seen it, I think, in the Sfas, if I recall correctly. That, you know, what the Chassidim say, that what was the one of the problems of Purim, that we were Mufuzer or Mufayrat. There was divisiveness. We were divided. So what was the cure for that? The cure was Vitsumo Krisis Kol Yehudim. Pull all the Jews together. Vitsumo Alay Val Tochlu Val Tishtu. The Vitsumo Kol Yehudim. That Esther pulled everybody together. That was the Hatzalah. So at Purim we stress the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Everyone is in our embrace. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontov. The Rambam says that if a person, I go into my own courtyard and I lock the gates and I celebrate, and I don't provide the aniyim, he says, that it's not a simcha with the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's a simcha of my stomach. So what's the pshat? Maybe I'm just cheap, but I'm celebrating with the Rabbeinu Shalom. The pshat in the Rambam is, if I truly believe bonim atem l'shem alokecho, then the Rabbeinu Shalom's children are not in order. So how could I be happy if the Rabbeinu Shalom's children are not in order? Say, Elamai, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is not part of the equation. If the Rabbeinu Shalom is not part of the equation, his children are not part of the equation. So I'm celebrating. What's my concern with them? But once I put the Rabbeinu Shalom into the equation, then how can I ignore the Bonim Atem, the Bonim of Hashem? But I have a very dear friend that did a great thing for me in life. Right? I was in a difficult situation and he came and he saved me. Whatever it was, saved my business, he lent me money at the right time. Whatever it was, I had a personal crisis, a challenge, and he came, whatever it is, he intervened and he saved me. So what attitude do I have when I see a son struggling? I give my life to this guy. He saved me. Without him, where would I be? I would have been destroyed. So his son is struggling. So how could I not take care of his son? Hell am I? If I don't have any connection with him, yeah, then I don't have to worry about his son. So that's the Rambam. If we're connected with the Rabbeinu Shalom, then the Rabbeinu Shalom is bonim. Bonim atam l'shem alokeichem have to be our concern. So this is the Yisoid. This is the Yisoid of what Purim is. Purim, we celebrate the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we also celebrate the means by which we achieve that Yeshua. The Avos Yisrael, which was necessary to bring about the Yeshua, that's also part of the process. Just as the Divrei HaTzomos was our kosam, the Avos Yisrael is also a chelek of the process that we bring about Yeshua. What does Chazal say in Agolius Wisconsin and Lubeschus at Stoker? Possible. That's the Gula will also come in that fashion because of our concern for Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says Nochisa v'chaz d'cham zuga olto, that Klal Yisrael saw the time in Mitzrayim that the time of the Gula had come and nothing was happening. So they began to do chesed for each other, to strengthen themselves in doing chesed for each other. Is nochisa v'chastecha, the Rabbeinu Shalom locked in on this chesed and am zuga olta, and he redeemed us. So this has been a very significant part of the redemption of Klal Yisrael and all the doors. Is strengthening the chesed, the ties between us. That's the pshat. Before we go into an analysis of the Gemara concerning it, we have a mitzvah, Omar Rovo, Chayavinish Lufsume Vipuria. Rashi says, Lufsume is Lishtaka. To get drunk, buzzed, I don't know if it means, we'll see what exactly it means with Daiti. But it's a very odd mitzvah. A very odd mitzvah. In general, our stance is that drunkenness is something horrendous. Tosis talks about it in Masechta Brochas, is that an Isser, but it's a very low thing to do. Pashtus, the reason for that is, see, a man is Tzelem Elokim. That's our crowning glory, Tzelem Elokim. So what does Tzelem Elokim mean? It means many things. Chaim Volozhin talks about it at length. But one aspect of Tzelem Elokim is that we're a Baal Bechira. We have the ability to choose. So the seichel is what makes us human. The animals have more strength than we are. They're fleeter than we are. We don't have the strength of a horse. And we can't run as fast as a horse. And there are many animals that are far faster and far stronger than we are, far bigger than we are. So what is our claim to fame? We're the pinnacle of the Bria. It's the Eibishter that gave us Seichel. That's what we're about. So if we do something which undermines our Seichel, we've given away our humanity. So obviously the Halacha does not look kindly upon that. So why all of a sudden do we come on Purim and tell me, you know, Chayvin Yishlo Sumit Purim and Yantav, we say a person should drink. We didn't say a person should get at least buzzed. That it doesn't say. Yantav, it's an Indian to be Kaveh Sudosu Ola Yayin and Simcha Lebi Yayin. Okay, he's supposed to drink somewhat. But there's no statement that they have to drink a significant amount. And here on Purim, it's Chayvin Yishlo Sumit Purim. A very odd and peculiar mitzvah. So, our month's sister of Kanarik, Shlita, Shereber of Ushleimo, what this is all about? Maza Omer, what in the world is this mitzvah? So he said, I'll tell you what I've seen in Svarim. He told me that oftentimes, this disharmony between people for petty reasons, not for good reasons. It's not that, you know, in life sometimes somebody does a great avodah to someone else, that's something else. But most of the friction in life is from petty things. But what's the problem? We just can't get over the pettiness. So we're stuck. We're in a rut. And that's where we stay. So when a person drinks, he lets his hair down a little bit. Can, you know, transcend himself a little bit easier. And that's what he said, the Indian of Chayav Yenishlo Sumi Bapurya is to bring to a greater harmony between people, that we can transcend the pettiness which divides us. So I saw, years after, a number of years after he told this to me, I was at a Sudas Purim, and it was known, there were, I don't know, 10, 15 people about it, the Sudas Purim, something like that. And it was known, two of the people at that suit had a very strained relationship. The people, most of the people that knew them, and they knew that the relationship between these two people was strained. In the middle of the Sudas Purim, the two of them got up and they started to dance. And the people were, they almost fell off their chairs. How could this be? These two guys are just, you know, they're at each other's throat. They have a strained relationship. And they started to dance with each other. And that restored the harmony between them, which has gone on for many decades since then. You know, because the things that divided them were petty. And just in a moment of just being a little bit chilled out, they were able to overcome it. And once they overcame it, it was gone. This is the Chayav Yenishlo Sumi Bapurya for that tachlis. Now, what exactly does the Gemara want? Now, what's interesting, in our Gemara, we have Omar Rava. In the Balamor, as the Gersa Omar Rava brings. And it's a little telling, as I'll point out. So, Omar Rava, Chayav Yenishlo Sumi Bapurya, Adela Yodam, and Or Homan Lebaruch Mordechai. Then we have Rava of Rav Zeira. According to the Pshat, that Rabbah was the one that said the first Maimor, he is in the second Maimor too. According to the text that we have in Shas, Rabbah is one Maimor and Rabbah is the second Maimor. So Rabbah, Rav Zeira, Ovdu Sudas Purim Ba'de Adodi. Rabbah and Rav Zeira made a Sudas Purim with each other. If so, and they got drunk. To whatever extent, but they got drunk. So what happened? Come Rabba shechted the Rav Zeira. So Rabba arose and he shechted Rav Zeira, whether it means he actually killed him or he grievously wounded him, whichever it is. Lemocha, the next day, his boy Rachme, he was mispalo for him, whether he brought him back to life or restored him to health. So Rav Zeira escaped. The Shana, the next year, Amalei Rabba gets to meets up with Rav Zeira, and he tells him, Nesi Rav and Evet Sudas Purim Ba'adi Adodi. You know, last year was a blast, you know. Let's do it again. So Amalei, so Rav Zeira told him, prudence is the better part of valor. Nesei, Nesei Maneve, Tzudas Purim, Bada, Omalei Lo, Bechol Shaitu, Shaitu, Misrachesh Nisa. Nisan don't happen every year. You know, I got a Nes last year. I'm not signing up for another Nes this year. I don't know if I'll get it. So you stay home and I'll stay home and we'll have Tzudas Purim, but not together. So, the Rifat Talmud, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and I don't know that we really have any of his Torahs directly. I don't know any safer that we have from Rabbeinu Ephraim. But throughout Chester Balamor often quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. Balamor often quotes him. That's right. A different edition earlier today. Oops. Every Gemara is a different edition. I don't know where this shows. Oh, here we go. I talked at the bottom of this page. He has Omar Rabbah Balamor, Chayev Inish of Sumei Beporia, Kosav Rabbah Ephraim. Zal, Mayahu over to the Komrah, Shachtel Rabzeir, or Lashon Omar Leonavid, it Chalei Membra the Rabbah. The initial member of Rabbah that Chayev Inish of Sumei Beporia was Veles Hilchasok Avosei, Velav Shaper Domi Lemevet Hochi. So the Balamor quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim, what was the point of Shas's story of Rabbah and Rav Zeira? To tell us that we changed our mind. This didn't work out so well. You know, that's the pshat that he has. So according to him, the Chayiv Inush of Sumei Beporia was retracted. Chazal rescinded. The Prechodesh was the Rav of Yerushalayim, Svardish Rav about 275 years ago. And the Prechodesh says that if you ask me in the lomdus of the sugya, he's right. He said the misnagdim, those that disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the Gemara did not rescind the psak right, then I'll prove it to you. Why, he said, if they rescinded it, then why was Rav Zeira afraid to come next year? They rescinded it. So that's it. So why should we, he shouldn't have had any problem coming? So he says, Pashtus in the Gemara is they didn't rescind it. That's why they didn't want to come. Then he writes the following. But, so you see though, when they told that story, they were still there. We'll see. So he says, but lahalocha, he says, you should follow the Rabbeinu Ephraim. You know, on Adoris, he says, we're no longer roy to follow the simple pshat b'chayv v'nishl v'sivir purio. For us, we should lay off. Come back to that. So I thought we could answer the Prechodesh's kasha, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the question is not what Rabbi Rav Zeira did. The question is what Rav Ashi put the story into Shas. What was his point? When he wrote Shas, why did he incorporate this story? So that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim was saying. The fact that Rav Ashi put the story into Shas is b'mashma what Rav Ashi was saying. Lozu aderech. Otherwise he should have left it out. What was the point of putting the story in? What was he trying to get across with the story? What halacha was he trying to teach us? Yep. That's, I think, what the way the Rabbeinu Ephraim learns the Gemara. Rav Ashi put it into Shas to tell us he had a dim view of this practice. And Vaharaya, look, you know, what took place with such G'dayli Olam, Rabbi and Rav Zeira, what happened? So what can the rest of us say?
He was asking me at that time.
Rav Ashi,
in a very cryptic way, because he didn't come out and say, he could have said, you know.
He told the story, that was enough.
What was the other pshat?
Which other pshat?
The pshat that proves that it wasn't rescinded.
What?
I thought that's how.
No, the way wasn't rescinded. Why was Rav Zeira afraid to come to Rabbah next year? They rescinded it.
Who said they rescinded it then?
So that's the question. Okay, that's what the B'chodesh is. If it happened, they should have rescinded it right away. So I'm saying the Bahrain of Rahim did not learn that way. Things don't happen so quickly. It takes time until we digest and we, you know, decide what we need to do.
How did they come up with the din in the first place? The Gila didn't mention it. All the other, you know, dinim of the Yom were mentioned in the Gila.
Oh. Yes, I don't know that this is, it must be the Rabbonim. It's obviously not from the Divrei Kabbalah, because it's not rooted in the Megillah, doesn't have a source in the Megillah. But I think, and if we put it in the perspective of, we've established in the mitzvahs of Purim, so you can understand that the Rabbonim could enact such a thing.
It sounded like from what Kamarik said, that it was a din like in Reyes, to be martyred.
Well, so that they added another dimension for Reyes.
The funny one is that it has to be in the Suda.
It doesn't necessarily, not the Rambam is mashal, not everyone is mashal that has to be in the Suda. It's not so, the Rambam is somewhat mashal like that, and the rest of the world, I don't know that's, you know, bedafka like that.
Doesn't the
Gemara
say May
Mishka
V'Simcha? I mean, the
Megillah
say May Mishka V'Simcha?
No, that was, the Gemara does not articulate it as a chiyu initial sumi from that. Gemara, May Mishka V'Simcha means you need to make the Suda's Purim has to be B'Yoyim. And obviously, even without Rova, listen, it's not going to be less a celebration than Suda's Yontif that you have to have Yayin with it. And probably we should really put it closer to the Leila Seder, that we have Arba Kaisers of Eidol, right? So that would seem another, and there's a union of Yidei Yayin and Yidei Cheres. So this would seem to evoke the principle of Cheres, celebrating the, right? The Gemara made a Kal V'Chomer even. The Gemara makes a Kal V'Chomer that you should have to say Hallel. The Gemara Yudalad, you should have to say Hallel on Purim, because the Ma'amami Abdus L'Cheres, you say Hallel. Is Mimobas L'chaim Alachas Kama V'Kama. So if we celebrate Cheres and we raise a kais to celebrate and to drink, so Mimobas L'chaim is a Kal V'Chomer we should have to celebrate. So similar, I guess, in other words, that we have the notion of Cheres by the Seder. It's, so that we would know without Rova. But Rova's Chiddush was how much you have to drink. That was not that you have to drink. That you may mishta v'simcha, that there's going to be a mishta that people will celebrate and you'll drink and you'll celebrate the Cheres. Yeah, that's without doubt. That we didn't need. That we could say is in the Pasuk in the Megillah itself. But that you have to go to whatever extent you have to go, according to Rav or Rova, that's the Chiddush. That's beyond the Yimei Mishta B'Simcha. Now, the Shaila is, as I said, Acharei Kechlei Sako, what exactly were Chazal M'chayev? So Mitzad HaDin, the Prima Godim, also quotes the B'Chodesh and Paskins like that, and the Chofetz Chaim quotes the Prima Godim L'Halocha, that we should have a more restrained celebration in this regard than would have been dictated by the simple pshat and rova. Then there's a second thing, there's a miri, there's a chayodom, that a person in the midst of all the simchas, the exuberance of Purim, has to be careful to be mekayim all the mitzvahs properly. So, you know, it means he has to daven mincha properly and marav properly, and Sudas Purim and all the mitzvahs he's supposed to do. So if a person is not going to bench properly, if a person is going to lose himself and not do those things, so that he certainly trashed the halacha. You know, it has to be within the context that he's still able to do all the mitzvahs properly. Now that means obviously a person can't get fully smashed because L'maaseh Rishas says that if a person is fully smashed, and if he does a mitzvah, he's not yoytzer a mitzvah, right? And shikros, we have two levels in Shas. We talk about shikros of ene yochol adavar lifnei hamelech, that you're not as sharp as you normally would be. If you have to go to negotiate with the king, you would not present yourself on this day. I'm not in peak form. So that would say that's a different tefillah. A person is not supposed to daven, go before the Rebbe Shalom and speak to him when he's not in peak form. But then there's another shikrus, and that's kishikrusa shalait. He was wasted. He had no idea what was going on with him. A shikrusa shalait is a shaita. I'll be there. If he does a mitzvah, he's not yoytze. There's no das. So it would seem to be impossible that the halacha was mechayev us to reach shikrusa shalait. Of course, then how could we couldn't do the mitzvah if we wanted to? If we did the mitzvah in that state, it wouldn't be yoytze. So, to me, it's not far-fetched to assume when it says Chayav Inish L'Sumei Reporia Ad Lo Yoda. You know, Shas in the fourth parak in Brachas says a shayla, the word Ad. Ad is Bechlal, Ad is Ad V'Loi Bechlal. It means inclusive or up to the point of. So, to me, it wouldn't be surprising to learn this Ad up to the point of. Not inclusive of that point. That would make a lot of sense to me. It's a little freilach, a little buzzed, you know, but he's not out, he's not wasted. You know, I've seen, I remember one Purim that I saw. So people decided it's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. So I have a lomdish shayla, it's past for Purim. So it's a Purim Torah, lomdish, in lomdish. I mean, the mitzvah of Chayav Inish. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the process, and the mitzvah is the result. Which is it? Meaning to say, is the mitzvah drinking, so I have to drink on Purim itself? Oh no, I don't have to drink on Purim, but just to be on Purim, I should be Adelo Yoda. If I got there before Purim, but so that on Purim I'm there, so I want my rush. You know? So, some chevra decided, you know, there's a reason makdim in the mitzvahs, even though there's no mitzvah to drink at night. But they decided, listen, the lomdish is why they decided, I guess, if you're already you're in that state when Purim begins, it's mamash, you became the mitzvah, b'shleimusa, a whole day from Amra Shachra till Tzeis, you know, you don't miss a minute, tmimus, you know. They jumped the gun a little bit on Shuas, tmimus. Our kopponim, they went around, they got drunk, a whole chavra, they got drunk on Purim night. So there was one guy amongst them who was unbelievably strong. He's one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. Literally one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. So this guy went around and he grabbed a hold of all the drunks and he schlepped them off and he was in the yeshiva and he tucked them all into bed. One guy was about to, was climbing over the mic and wanted to jump off the roof. This guy schlepped him down. He had the car, schlepped him down. They put him into bed too. And then he went and got into bed too because he was also wasted. And among these chavra, many of them, they had no idea. The next thing they knew was after Purim. There was no Purim day. They didn't daven shachris, tefillin, kriyas shma, shachris, mincha, sudas, Purim, Megillah. None of that existed. They were in a different sphere, in a spiritual world. So it's what the Chayodim says, Leizu Haderach. That's not what we're supposed to be doing in Purim. Purim was supposed to connect with the Avos Yisrael in perhaps a deeper idol to the Rabbeinu Shalom as well, the person Sameya. Is able to give a door to a greater level. When Chazal stated, V'yayin yisamach. I mean, it's not Chazal, it's a posik, Tilum, V'yayin yisamach. Right? Sheikha l'moray nefesh. Sheikha was for moray nefesh, for those that have a bitter lot, they should cheer themselves up. So it can enable a person to come to a different state of simcha. Now, it's rather self-evident if you one wants to look at the sugya honestly, straightforwardly, let's put it that way, that there's no special din of yayin. In V'horaya L'kach, the Chazon Ish Zatzal writes, Ikrei dinim are not b'remiza in Shas. if it's a din that you have to do, it's part of the sugya, it's not put in somewhere, you know, as a remez. It's straightforward. It's in the sugya. If you have to drink wine, then why doesn't the Gemara say chayav inishal sumi b'puria, right? B'yayin. Should say yayin. Why doesn't it say b'yayin in shas? So there's no basis that you need yayin. V'horaya lekach. In Simchas Yontif, there it says, in Simcha l'b'yayin. So it spells out yayin specifically. So if either of the two places should be men, dafki yayin and nothing else, it ought to be Simchas Yontif. The Chazal said yayin. Ain't Simcha l'b'yayin. What do you want? They quote a pasuk, yayin v'samach. Kumtzigein. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. And he quotes a Rashi in Ezu Neshach. And Rashi, in association with beer made of tamarim, date beer, quotes the pasuk v'yayin yisamach. So he says, based on that Rashi, that on yontif you could be yotze with any alcoholic beverage. You don't have to have yayin. So akal v'chomer, in the place where Chazal specifically spelled out yayin, along came Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal of Hirsch Pesach. Any pasuk that you don't need yayin, any alcoholic beverage, and a place where Chazal never said the word, breathed the word yayin. Did they say the word yayin? No. So how can you tell me that you daf getting yayin?
What does the word mesume literally mean?
The shtaker, to get drunk. So I don't know if it means drunk. As I said, drunk has different definitions. It could be embossed.
It doesn't mean to drink, right?
No. The shtaker is to... Is to the shtaker is to be drunk, is to get drunk. But as I say, it doesn't have to mean kishakrus or shalit. It could be somewhat buzzed that you're not royal adabal of ne'amelach. It's also a definition of shikrus. But it says there's no such statement. And all the things that they bring, it's that they're superficial beyond superficial. You know, they bring up, why do you have to have yayin? Because the nest took place by yayin. The Gemara didn't say yayin. All of those before Shem were trying to say is, what in the world did Chazal make a mitzvah to drink for? You know, that's not our usual thing. We don't make big mitzvahs to drink in our religion. We're not teetotalers, but we don't make big mitzvahs to drink. The answer is because the nest took place at a drinking party. So that was part of the process of the nest. So Mamela, in that regard, there's like a Zechel and Ness that's involved. Through this process, the Rabbi Hashem brought the Ness to us. So that could also be part of the Chayav Inish of Sumi Vapuri, according to those. But there's no intimation whatsoever in the Gemara that you have to have Yayin. Yeah, Rashi does say Lishtaka B'Yayin. But as Rabbi Yisrael said, when you learn the Rishon, ask yourself, whatever pshat you want to make, where did the Rishon get that pshat from? And if you can't answer that question, then you don't have the right pshat of the Rishon. The Rishon could only get it from the source that you have. So you have to identify the pshat that you come to is how the Rishon extracted that pshat from the source that you have. There's no basis here for it. Rashi probably means you can get buzzed by a lot of different things in this world. You know, the different things that cause a person to be a little, you know, fuzzy. So Rashi says the Inyan is Lishti, it means with alcoholic beverages. There are other beverages that also can make a person sometimes fuzzy. But so Rashi tells you it means to use alcoholic beverages. And Rashi's taught maybe yayin, listen, there was yayin, there was beer always. I'll call upon him. A person does have to be prudent, not to go overboard. You know, I'm not on the side of those that think they're supposed to get wasted, and I'm not on the side of those that tell me to drink grape juice. You know, promotions that's all articulated the fact that the din cheres, a celebration of freedom, demands an alcoholic beverage. So you're not yotze with grape juice. That's what Rav Moshe said, that lechatchila you should have wine, not grape juice for the arba kaisis. Because a free man doesn't drink grape juice and lift a cup of grape juice to make a lechaim. You know, Rav Moshe was a real man in the real world. You know, you take a whiskey and you make a lechaim. That's what you make a lechaim on. Not a cup of grape juice. And so I'm not on either of the two tzaddikim. I don't think Chazal intended either of those two. Now, we talked about divrei atzmeis b'zakosim. The tefillah is a very, very important point on Purim itself. Very important point on Purim. We stressed as the call of the divrei atzmeis b'zakosim, the role of tefillah in the issue of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech writes, it's a pasuk we say Shabbos in the davening. When he's filosi l'cho Hashem Yisrotzen, we highlighted the Elokim Barov Chazdev, and then the Matova also. But when he's filosi l'cho Hashem Yisrotzen, Elokim Barov Chazdev, and then the Mercy Shecho. The David HaMelech says, and he's filosi l'cho Hashem Yisrotzen. There's times there are Yisrotzen. There are times that the Shari Tefillah are more open than other times. And those are the best times to be mispalo. Rashi in Tainus says, a day of rain is a day of Midas HaRachamim. Because the Rosh Hashanah's Rachamim in the world is bringing rain. So that means a day of rain is a very good day to be mispalo. It's an Yisrotzen. Because Midas HaRachamim is in force. No, Chazal tell us that an Aseres Yemei Tshuva is an Eis Rotzen. It's easier to connect with Krou. Krou is called out in Tefillah. That's Krou. B'Yoyis HaKorov. When the Rebbeinu Shem is close, when the Tefillah is more accessible. So there are times that Tefillah is more efficacious than other times. Times the Tefillah has to contend with Midas Adin. It's not so easy. We need a very great tefillah to be mekubal at those times. So, it's one of the things. The Gemara says in Brachas that before a person davens, he should give tzedakah. Why? Because it's vani b'tzedek echazeh ponecha. With tzedakah, the Gemara learns, echazeh ponecha, I will come to see you, I'll come before you. The pshat lechara is that when we give tzedakah, so I gave money to aniyim, it's ma'ir midas harachamim. I was chos on the yom, so the Eibishter wants to be chos on me. So if I give tzedakah before I daven, I'm ma'ir midas harachamim. So that creates the best situation that I can have to be mispalo before the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we look for opportunities of midas harachamim. As we know in the teachings of the Balei Machshava, the Maral, and others, Ayam Tovim are very, very different than non-Jewish holidays. Non-Jewish holidays commemorate events which took place once upon a time. July 4th, it's an important day in America. We celebrate the independence of the country, the establishment of our republic, our freedoms, the life that we have in this country. It's rooted in the events of that day, that there were people back in 1776 that had this noble idea that they're going to create, you know, this country. And they went about it, they declared their independence, they fought for it, they succeeded, and they established the most phenomenal malucha on the face of the earth. But there's nothing happening on July 4th per se. We don't go to work, so what do? So we make a barbecue. But there's nothing happening today. What's happening on July 4th, 2020? Nothing. It's just a day to remember. Zechariah Yom HaSalem. There was one something that took place on this day that's important to us. Ayam Tovim are not that. Ayam Tovim, yeah, we do remember the events that took place that are important. But the same spiritual possibilities which were inherent in that particular day or were created by that day reverberate throughout history and are accessible throughout history. So chayrus and freeing ourselves from all outside obstacles and connecting as being avdei Hashem, we could do that particularly on Pesach. It's in the air. The atmosphere is right for it. If you want to be mekabel the Torah, a commitment, a deep-seated commitment to Torah, so Shavuos is the best time of the year. And it's more, that possibility is most accessible on Shavuos. If a person wishes to draw closer and is betochen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so Sukkos, where he sits in the Tzeil HaSukkah, and he puts his whole trust in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Tzila Den Heimenusa, that's the best time to grow in that particular area. So every Chag is not only commemorating that which once took place at that Chag, but the factors of that Chag, which enabled that Chag or were created by that Chag, come cyclically. Every time that Chag returns, the same constellation of spirituality exists in the world, and it's accessible. So that's the avodah of each yontif, is to access the spirituality of that yontif. Purim is a Yom Yeshua. It's a day the Klal Yisrael was saved. And consequently, it remains a Yom Yeshua. That remains throughout all of history. It's a Yom Yeshua. And Ramayla, it's the day we can most easily access Yeshua from the Rabbeinu Shalom, to bring forth Yeshua. You know, we live, we're at a rare point in history where we could appreciate in a very, very full sense what the Yeshua of Purim was. You know, we live in a generation after the Holocaust. And in the Holocaust also came Melech Kosher Kahaman with the same agenda. Lahashmi Laru Vilabiris Kola Yehudi Minarva Adzoke Tafanoshim. And unfortunately, the Melech Kosher Kahaman succeeded to a very large extent. Lo Zachino to be saved from him to a very large extent. We contrast it with his forebear. Yehoman had the same agenda, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us a Yeshua from him. When we contrast those two things, we understand what it means, the Yeshua. We see what we were saved from. It's not something we have to imagine or try to figure out. It's very real, living at this point in Jewish history. So, it's a Zman of Yeshua. Zman of Yeshua means it's Eis Rotzen. It's a time for tefillah. And I mentioned, I come back to this because it's, to me, it's ner l'ragli. You know, as much as we celebrate on Purim, but we have to put a lot of effort into the tefillahs of Purim too. The tefillahs of Purim are very important because it's a Yom Yeshua. The things that we most want from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's one of the great opportunities to succeed in tefillah. And I mentioned many, many times, because it's ner l'ragli. The Rebbetzin, those is angesund. You know, my shvigar is a kroiva, a cousin of the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, Zichat Tzadik L'Roch. They come from the same yichus, from the Tol Shavarov, who's buried in Tzvat, in the Beis HaChaim in Tzvat. And because of that, my Rebbetzin as a young girl used to bring Shalach Monas from my mother-in-law to the Satmar Rebbetzin Aleha Shalom, and she was able to go into the house. She was a relative, so they let her in. And one year when she came on Purim, it was in the afternoon, and she observed that the Rebbe, the Tzal, was seated with a whole bunch of people, and these people were people that had not yet been zeichet to have children. And the Rebbe cried with them and was mispallah with them on Purim that they should have a Yeshua. because he understood Purim as a Yom of Yeshuas. Well, it was in Eretz Yisrael, a Litvish younger man brought me a raya from up to Rambam, that it's inherent in the Rambam too, the Yisayid. That it's a Yom of Tefillah, that the Tefillah will be Mekobel. So, Tainus Esther is Divrei HaTzoymos V'Zar Kosel. Purim is a celebration of the Yeshua, it's a celebration of Achdus of Klal Yisrael, but it's also a day to access the Koyach for that Yeshua, to be mispalo before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and beseech Him individually and collectively for the needs that we have. With the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant that we fully engage in the Simcha of Purim and all its facets, and we be zoicha to the full Yeshuas that are inherent in that day. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.